Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Juan, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Juan.
Thank you, Mr.
Hello, Juan.
I'm talking to you.
Yes, Juan.
Okay. It's good. This is my second time that I talk to you.
Okay.
And I must say it again, like I told you before, okay? The truth is the most important thing that American people need to know, according to the Constitution of the United States of America.
Yeah.
That's all, okay?
I agree with you, Juan.
That's all. That's the only thing that every single person born in the United States of America or I have achieved a citizenship need to know the Constitution, because we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for common defense.
Juan, did you become a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am,
yeah.
Sir.
Did you know English?
Yes, I am.
Did you know English when you came to the country?
No, I did not. I learned it.
You learned
and
it.
That's when I'm reading to you.
Yep.
You know, from the passport that it says right there.
Yep.
We, the people, that's what I'm reading to you. It's good, okay?
Well, I'm proud of you, Juan, and every American should be proud of you and everyone like you.
I am proud of the United States of America. I am. Because everything that I have is thanks to this country. Okay? I am proud to be a citizen of this country. No matter what, I'm proud to be a citizen of the United States of America.
You know, that's great to hear, because there are American citizens who are not proud to be American citizens. Juan, from what country did you come?
I was born in Honduras.
Uh-huh.
I was born in Honduras. I've been living in this country for 38 years. You know, I paid and I have done everything according to the law of the United States of America. And if somebody come and knock on my door that says that I have done something wrong, you know, tell me where. Because it's good. I must say, ICE has come knock on my door. And I do feel scared about it. I do. Even that I have a passport.
ICE came to your door thinking that you might not be a legal citizen?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How did
yes,
they treat sir. You? Were you treated okay?
He came and knocked at the door, and he did not, show no paperwork or anything, you know, And I'm scared.
When did this happen, Juan? When did this happen?
About 2 or 3 months ago.
So recently?
Yes, sir.
So you've been in this country for 38 years. You're a citizen. And so ICE, within the last couple of months, is knocking on your door.
Yes, sir.
What was the ICE officer's response when you showed him your paperwork?
He just came and knocked at the door. He did not show me no paper. It was just ICE, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me questions. And it was just like you coming to my door, and I knock, knock, and I just opened the door.
Yeah.
You know? And
how did it end? How did the how did the conversation end with Ice?
Well, you know, he did not introduce himself. He did not ask me or introduce himself, you know. He's not showing me no papers or anything. But like I said, like I'm going to tell you this. When you know that you haven't done nothing wrong, you should not be feared, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom of the line.
Right, and so and for you, if you've done nothing wrong, you shouldn't be afraid, but they also, you know, should be very cordial with you.
Well, unfortunately, I did not record it. You know, we just like, you know, I'm in my apartment, and then just this guy came and, you know, knocked on my door and asked me questions about how long I've been living here and everything. And I don't know how he was allowed in an apartment.
All right, Juan, I'm gonna have to get to a news break, but very quickly, was he satisfied with your answers and then he left?
No, he was not satisfied because he left. He left. I asked him, "What are you here for? Why are you knocking on my door?"
All right, Juan, can you hold on for a few minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
hold on through the news. We'll put Juan on hold. Very interesting conversation, and we'll come back and continue that conversation. Also, more of your calls coming up. I'm Scoot on WWL. It was on this day, July 23rd, that there was an attempt to recreate Woodstock in 1999 in upstate New York. It was a three-day festival on this day, started in 1999. It started off very peacefully, but it ended with fires, looting, and accusations of rape. Now, the first Woodstock was really not, I mean, it was peaceful, but there was some rowdiness there. And also coming up, we will be talking about, I do it every year, this is the anniversary of this, but I talk about the big festival, the celebration of life, in Pointe-Coupee Parish, Louisiana. People naked in the Atchafalaya. There was actually an airline that flew low enough after taking off from at then Moissant Airport, flew low enough for the passengers to see the naked people in the river. Do you know who those naked people were? They're part of our generation. Anyway, we'll talk about that when that anniversary comes up. I don't know, maybe in a month or so. But this is the day they tried to recreate Woodstock, and it did not happen. And, of course, that was Jimi Hendrix from the original Woodstock playing the Star-Spangled Banner. I want to continue my conversation with Juan. If you're just tuning in, Juan has been in America for 38 years, came from Honduras. And Juan says that he was really scared a couple of months ago when ICE came to his door, knocked on the door, and was asking him questions. He is a legal U.S. citizen. So, Juan, what I'd like to know is, how did the conversation end with the ICE official? I mean, he left, right? Because you're still at home in your apartment.
Well, like I told you, he came and knocked at the door. He did not present no paperwork, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that he, you know, ICE, okay? ICE.
Okay.
ICE. They're like a piece of ICE. Or whatever. But knowing ICE is just like a, you know, agency to looking for illegal immigrants.
Uh-huh.
I'm not illegal. I am a citizen of the United States of America. Okay? I was not born in the United States of America, but that don't make me, you know, you know, that you're not good.
Right.
I mean, I follow the rules. I follow the rules, and I became citizen of the United States of America according to the law.
Then you shouldn't worry if ICE comes to your door, because nothing should happen to you.
But my question was this. Why they come and knock on my door, and then he goes downstairs and look at my car and look at my, you know, my... That don't make no sense. It don't make no sense to me, you know, that I've been living over here for 38 years. It's good, you know.
Well, Juan, it sounds like the ICE agent didn't believe you.
Believe me?
Did he
believe? They know.
But they know you're a U.S.
Believe
citizen.
Believe me?
Yeah, did he?
They know.
Okay.
But
so,
they know. Okay, so if you're illegal or not.
Right. But you, so, okay. So you think the ICE agent should have known before he came to your door, he should have known that you were legal and should not have knocked on your door.
Well, at least, Mr. Scoot, he could have asked me, you know, for identification, but he never did, okay?
Okay.
And I felt, you know, I feel bad. I mean, I still bad. I still bad because for somebody come and knock on my door and asking me for how long you've been living here, and especially in my apartment complex, and I don't know how he got in there. Okay.
So you were scared.
Yes, indeed, okay. I was. Okay. I was, even though, you know, there's ice, because, you know.
Right. But Juan, if he...
You never know what's going to happen.
I understand that. He could have taken you in, and you could have had to prove that you're a citizen, and that would have been a trauma that you, as an American citizen, should not have to deal with. We do know that ISIS has gotten very, let's just say, active under President Trump. And I don't know whether this is part of that plan or if it's something that would have happened if Trump was not in the White House. But Juan, if you're a U.S. citizen, then you don't have anything to worry about.
Well, should I go? Okay. My question is to you. It's good. Should I go around the United States of America with my passport or with a copy of my passport? It just sounds like a... Papilia, if German.
If I were you, I would always have my passport with me. I mean, even Americans who were born in this country should always have identification on them. So you should always have your passport with you or a copy of it.
Not many people have a passport, even if I have my identification, my ID, okay, which it says in my ID if I am citizen or not. It should say that, but I do feel like, you know.
Well, Juan, I understand. I get that you feel targeted. I mean, I can appreciate that. And I get that you feel like you were concerned about what might happen. But if they left and if you're still there, then maybe it's something you should just let go and not worry about it because they may not come back. And they shouldn't come back if you're a U.S. citizen.
I hope so.
Okay, so
I hope so.
Juan, you did the right thing. If you've done what you said you've done, then I'm proud of you, and a lot of Americans are very, very proud of you coming to this country and becoming a citizen.
I love this country, and I've done my stuff, and I'm not against the United States of America, no matter.
Juan, I appreciate the call. I have to get to a break here, but I'm glad we spent time on the air together, and I hope this calmed you down and helped you a little bit. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Juan, you keep listening, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, Juan. Thank you. Wow, that just kind of derailed the direction of the show, but I mean, I couldn't just, like, pass that guy off. I mean, he was really afraid and really concerned.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.